Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cup. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Blech.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that down. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you're tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that down. Wait.
Yeah, this is Cassidy, the hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the queen of trap, representing Crenshaw. And you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Kids, what it ain't, what it do. Chilly Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
Sugar Kane. Sugar, sugar.
Yeah, yeah, we had to hit y'all with that Sugar Cane joint. That's from Cocaine and Sugar Free album titled Sugar Cane. That's available now on all streaming platforms. Showing that West Coast love. Big shout out to the big homie Cocaine and Sugar Free. So now we at episode 552 of Off the Cuff Radio. I'm your host, King Eric, the media assassin. And this show is sponsored by Da Vinci Clothing, Buddy Boy Entertainment, Fleetwood and the Cot Pickers, Da Vinci Clothing, and Core Financial. Got my host T-Max with the facts on the line. What's good, homie?
Man, what's going on, brother, man? Look, another fresh Friday on that OTC frequency. Shout out to our co-host of Spirit Alive, Sandman, Lady Chinchilla, of course, 30 Basement Radio. Shout out to DJ Sincere. What a way to start it off with the funky fresh in effect from the Pomona Playboy OG legends themselves. Yes. And it definitely sets the tone for tonight's show. This individual we have here is esteemed, excellent in all things energetic in executing his vision of vivid and vibracious videos in all of his, you know, productions. He has directed so many, and the man definitely understands what it means to have a vision, a goal, and most importantly, how to bring it all together to score it and make any of his films fantastic from a musical capacity. And he's here with us tonight to tell us his story from the motherland, because yes, Nino the Brown, the director, is from Africa, and you know, all the way here to America, California, USA specifically. Without further ado, the super shooter himself, Nino Brown. What's going on with you, man?
Good.
thank you. Thank you, brother, for having me here. So I'm very honored. So I'm very proud. Thank you. So I don't know where I'm a star, but let me introduce myself. So my nickname is Nino Brown, like Nino Brown, the director. So I'm from actually Switzerland and from Togo, West Africa, for the people who don't know. And I've been now in the United States, like, especially in California, since 5 years. So I moved like 5 years ago from Switzerland to California to like chase my dreams and when you come from Switzerland and even like from all around the world, like you have that vision from the American dream and you'd be like, oh, you know, like if I come to LA, I don't know, but maybe I'm gonna make it, you know, because everybody goes to LA for entertainment or, you know, like movie stuff, filmmaking or music industry. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna try to take that opportunity and, you know, like just like make that move. And now like here I am, you know, and it's been 5 years I'm here, and you know, I'm pretty happy, you know. That's a very different culture from Switzerland, you know, but it's kind of the same, like, you know, like really send the same music, the same vibes. It's just like different language, different culture mixed up, but it's kind of the same energy, you know.
Yeah. And what part of Switzerland were you from? Geneva? Were you residing in Geneva?
Actually, it's a small town. Like the name from the town is Fribourg. It means like a free town. It's a small town.
Gotcha.
It's like probably like 50,000-60,000 people. Like, you know, like it's a very small town, so everybody, you know, knows everybody. So, you know, it's a very small town. Like, and it's in the French speaking part from Switzerland. So in Switzerland we speak like three main languages. Like, you know, like French, German, and Italian. And, you know, like most of the people who can communicate in one of those languages, they're going to speak English, you know. So I would say everybody speak English, you know, even if it's like broken English, like, you know, like my English, you know, everybody going to try to, you know, like speak his way, you know.
Absolutely. And it seems like you've already been world traveled, you know, especially from your origin, you know, from where you were born to being there and then coming here. Growing up in Togo, West Africa, of course, the motherland. And see, people got to understand about Africa, it's not a country. It's a continent with 55 countries on it, you know. So You know, so most recently, you know, South Sudan, which was the latest country, you know, to achieve its own countryhood. What was it like growing up there, and where did your interest in film begin?
Okay. So to talk about like more my origin, like, you know, I'm so my mom, she's from Africa, she's from Togo, you know, she's born in Togo, and my dad is from Switzerland. So, you know, I'm African.
Wow.
You know, like my mom is black and my dad is white, you know. And like my parents meet back in the day in Togo when my dad was in Africa, and you know, like, and I mean, I am, you know, but I'm actually, I was born and raised in Switzerland, but I was like traveling in Africa, like, you know, like in the summertime when I was kid, like, you know, like visiting my family and everything. So, you know, like my main culture is kind of like mixed, because like my mom and my brother, like, you know, like they were really like, you know, like my big brother are born in Africa. So he really like give me that culture, but I'm born in Switzerland, you know, so it was like kind of mixed with like both cultures, like, you know, like the African tradition and the Swiss traditions too, you know.
Understood. Definitely. So you got the best of both worlds from two, you know, nations with a rich and distinguished history. In terms of it, I mean, obviously there's a story in itself there. In terms of, you know, you just learning as you went along, you know, what was it like in terms of just being, you know, being able to travel, you know, see the world? I mean, obviously, you know, you had, you know, a lot of exposure to a lot of things at a young age. And obviously you ended up picking up the camera and became pretty damn good at it. So,
I'm trying, you know.
But,
what I wanted to say, the good and positive part, like coming from, you know, like Switzerland, it's like, I mean, like, that's a small country. It's a very small country. Like, if you want to imagine the size of Switzerland, like, you have to think like South Carolina. So if you see South Carolina, it's the size of Switzerland. So imagine like 8 million of people in that size of like a portion of land. And everybody kind of like know each other, or, you know, like from social media or whatever. Like, I mean, like if you do like music or video, people are gonna notice you. You know, like you're gonna be like noticeable like faster than, you know, like if you be like in a big city where you get maybe like a million of filmmakers. So I mean, like I would say it's easier there to be like, you know, like. Being in the scene, but the opportunities there and here are really totally different. Like, you can compare, like, in Switzerland, like, I mean, like, you can be, like, easy on the top, but that's it, you know, like, nobody from LA gonna know what the fuck you be doing, you know? Just gonna be people from Switzerland. It's gonna be, like, less than 8 million of people, you know? But if you do something big in LA, people from all around the world are gonna notice. And that's the main difference, like, you know, and I mean, like, wherever, like, where you're from, it can be from Switzerland or whatever part of the world, people are going to notice because you're in L.A. and it's, like, where all the spotlights been, you know, so.
Yeah, and when you look at your travels, there are two places that people, when they come here, when people immigrate here, there are two places they usually come, and New York and usually L.A. And even here, for people that are already in this country, you know, when they look at their entertainment aspirations, Los Angeles is where everybody goes in terms of everybody has aspirations to be in movies, you know, what have you. What made you decide ultimately that in terms of when you decided to leave Switzerland, that Los Angeles, California was going to be the place for you?
So actually, I was like, when I was in Switzerland, like, you know, I was like, before to like be in the film industry or like this, I was working as a bank manager. So I was doing something totally different than video. And I was doing my job. I was making good money and everything, but you know, I was like, no, that job, that's not my shit. I feel like
right.
I'd be scamming people, like, you know, like trying to do things just for money, and I didn't see the purpose of that. And I was like, no, I need to do, find my path, like find something that I can recognize myself, whatever it is, find that path. And I was like, trying to, you know, like find my way. And one day, one of my friends, like back in the day, like was asking me like if I could like take pictures of him and, you know, like taking some little video of him like performing, like, you know, freestyling. And I was like, hey, yeah, you know, I never did that, but you know, like, let me try that camera and let me see like what we can do. And I was trying it, and I mean, since that day, I never stopped. I really see that when I was holding that camera that day, I was like, you know what? I have no clue what I'm doing, but I know that something, I'm gonna be learning, and I'm gonna be very interested, and you know, I'm trying to learn more from that thing. And I really start like this, and I was like, and maybe 6 months later, I was, you know what, I'm gonna try to buy myself a big camera. So I spent like, you know, like $6,000 or $7,000, and I spent, and I buy my first like professional cinematic camera. And I was even a professional adult at this time. I was, you know, if I want to like start right, I need to buy it. I was believing, you know, buying a big camera would help it or be like more like, I don't know, efficient or better. But I was like, you know, doesn't mean anything. But the fact that I was very interested, and I was like, you know, like checking like some videos on YouTube, like different like tutorial and I'm like watching like a lot of movies. So I already had the vision in my mind without explaining that. But I was like, you know what? I know if I have a camera, I can reproduce everything in my way, in my condition that I can see on TV. Whatever it can be a music video, a wedding, a documentary. I mean, everything is possible for me. And it's that way I start, and it's the same way that then I'd be keep going, you know?
Man.
You have to find your style.
Yeah.
Finding when you're doing visuals, one of the key things is observing your peers, observing people that are in the game, so that way you can find your own niche, because one thing for sure, nobody really likes copycat, especially in hip hop.
Facts.
And like King was saying, it's something where, especially when we think about the directors, you know, we grew up in a time of hip hop where, you know, of course, you know, we grew up in the 70s, 80s. So we kind of saw it transition from it being a niche, you know, culture in terms of the music to a full-blown enterprise of entertainment. And, of course, as it advanced in those endeavors, this is where you started seeing all the big directors like Hype Williams, Little X,
absolutely,
you know, all of them, you know, they were predominantly the go-to guys in terms of rap video productions. I mean, for our younger listeners out there, boy, you would have had to have been there in the 90s to really understand.
But you know, I think like that now, I think like, you know, like back in the days, like in that moment, like, you know, I think for people like me, that would be impossible to be in this industry back in the days. Because before,
right,
like, it was not like now, because internet and all the media now, I mean, like you can come from nowhere and be like, be on the top. I mean, like if you be in the right moment with the right people, in the right room, you can be like successful in like 1 minute, and that's crazy. But that thing mainly happened in the U.S. When you be in Switzerland, you will never get those type of opportunities or hype. Even if I be hyping like for 8 million, I mean, like in a country with 8 million people, it's gonna be less than 500 people who are gonna be interested from my content, and in those 500,000, it's gonna be maybe like I don't know, like maybe 10, 20,000 who are going to like. Maximum.
Right.
So that's not a lot. So it's not like, if you do the SMT, like over here, why are you going to have like different opportunities? And I mean, like when you see in LA, it's crazy because you can be one day in a place and the next day you'll be around like many celebrities and you even don't know how you'll be in those type of situation just because you know the right people. So they're going to bring you in the right position, in the right place. And those people, when they're going to see you, even if they don't know you, they see you like somebody important because they'd be, okay, if you're here, you're someone. We don't know you, maybe
right.
We've never seen you like this, but you're someone important, so that's why you're here. And that's what I noticed when I was in situations like this. Like people, like they look at me and they go, oh, you know, I don't know that nigga, but he look cool. He's fun. I can feel his energy, and he's not from here because his accent, so it's cool, you know. So I never feel like, you know, like really the danger when I was in situation when the danger was all around me, you know. Like, you know, like sometimes when I be shooting like, you know, like a music video in certain like neighborhoods, I know it's places that some people would be, but oh, like you have to really think twice before to make you move there. So, but for me, like, I mean, like, I never feel like probably like that. I mean, I see the danger, but I never see myself in danger because, like, you know, I don't know, maybe my personality, maybe people see that I'm not from here. So, you know, like, they'd be like, oh, it's cool. It's not someone that we're going to check, like, for trouble or anything. So I never had any, like, issues really or trouble like this, you know, when I was, like, filming music video. But I see a lot of crazy stuff. But that was never, like, involved. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was just saying, yeah, but that's but the thing is, and that's what makes it, because the fact is, in terms of, you go into it from an unbiased perspective because, you know, you're not necessarily growing up in a state. You come into certain places, mm-hmm. you may not totally be familiar with everything of what goes on. And the thing is, your profession, you know, you are, you know, the consummate professional. You've come to do a job. You know, you're a video director, and you're not going to try to do anything otherwise. Obviously, Nino, the video you did that caught our attention was Shooter and Brian Hurst, baby, 60s anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Nipsey. Shout out to Nipsey, the late, great Nipsey Hussle and the whole 60s project, Normandy, Florence, you know, everybody out there on 60s side. Nino, the video was just amazing. I mean, the way you caught the raw energy of everybody just doing what they do. I mean, especially one thing I noticed in terms of, especially the filters you use and your sound tracking on it, in terms of when you overlaid it, the audio, how you would cut in between what would be considered an outtake in terms of where you're taking the music out of it, but everybody is still like chanting along in sync with the actual backing track that would be the audio for the song. I mean, it was just so organic
right.
to see how everybody was just, I mean, you caught the essence of the hood. I mean, to see the money, to see everybody throwing it up for the side, you know, I mean, you know, Exotic. I'm running all over the place like, you know, a Ferrari with no brakes going 200 in a 50. Nino, how did that come down with... How did that come down with you meeting those guys and that video coming about?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, actually, yeah, that video, like, for taking, like, the word, then he was saying, like, hey, I really love that video. And the way then, you know, then we shoot that video and we played all that thing was really, like, organic. And I mean, like, you know, like, the thing is, like, when you shoot, like, music video like this, it's really require, a lot of organization. And it requires way more organization when it's, like, with host people. Because, you know, it's not, like, I mean, like, it's host, so, you know, like, you know that everybody going to be, like, you know, like, people going to be late. You don't know, like, you know, like, the like what's going to happen. But, you know, then people know what's going to happen. But, you know, like, when you have I mean, like, to divert all those people, damn, it requires a lot of energy and a lot of patience, and, you know, like, you have to be, like, really, like, take the time, like, you know, like, make the people really, like, get you what and what you're going to do, because in my mind, I know what I can do, you know, but now it's not depending just for me, you know, because if I want to do so, I can do something crazy, but because I have the vision, but now, if I have, like, 100 people that I need to explain my vision, and, like, half of the people be, like, you know, like, be already, like, distracted and be doing some other stuff, and the other people, like, you know, like, some people pay attention, but, you know, like, it's like you'd be, like, in school, like, with your class, and you get, like, some crazy students, and you need to, like, kind of, like, you know, like, manage everyone, and that's too hard. So you have to really, like, be creative, but in the, like the most creative and simple way, ever in some time, you know? You don't want to, like, take, like, you know, like, make crazy things and it was 100 people and you, I mean, like, you don't know, like, how it's going, like, you know, like, so many, like, you know, like, so you want to, like, do, like, certain things and, you know, like, just, like, after, like, going with the flow, you know, like, you just take the vibe and, okay, like, you guys want to do that, you can do that, but let's do that in that way so I can get my version in my way. And after, like, when they see, like, most of the time, like, when they see the first footage, they'd be like, okay, like, you know what you'll be doing. So whatever, like, you want to do, let us know. And after, it's easy, you know.
How did that open up for you in terms of the networking after that, in terms of, like, which other artists reached out to you after that?
After that, like, I mean, like, I remember, like, a bunch of people, like, you know, some upcoming artists, like, you know, like, reaching out to me or like this, but it was, like, just, like, kind of, like, I don't remember, like, really names, but I remember, like, yeah, directly because, like, and, like, when the other people, like, you post me in the story, so, like, people tag me and everything, so, like, a lot of people came to ask me, like, you know, like, my weight and everything, like, and from those people, like, I would say the half of them, like, never, like, came back because, I don't know, maybe I was too expensive for them, maybe they didn't have, like, the money on the moment or whatever. And the other half, some people, I'd be working with them, like, still, and some other people, like, you know, like, maybe we work once or, you know, or some other type of video, but not especially music video, but yeah, after, like, the thing is, like, even, like, when you shoot, like, a music video like this, you have to keep the consistency, you know? You have to so keep shooting because people want to see you, like, shooting more music video or they want to see you shooting more music video with the same artist. So after, it depends from the vibe from the artist and, you know, like, what they plan to do or...
You know? Now... Yeah, and I mean, definitely when you do good work, it definitely passes on. Now, we got to ask you about this because you're just so, you know, you're just so humble in the dialogue, but you rub shoulders with a lot of heavy hitters, including the late, great DMX. What was it like to meet him, and how did that come about?
So, actually, first of all, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, for me, like, I mean, like, everything I believe in, you know, it's like, sometimes it, I mean, like, it feels like a dream. You know, it seems unreal because I feel like, wait a minute. I've been with some people, then I was, like, you know, like, listening to their song, like, you know, going out in some parties and enjoying, like, you know, my best life when I was younger. And be able to be in the same room, discuss with this type of people, and, you know, like, they see me so humble, and they be so humble with me, like, you know, it's a blessing, you know? But to come back to DMX, it was, I was with one of my friends, like, actually, like, shout out to him, like, Johnny Dash from South Carolina, like, it's one of my brother, like, it's, that's a very nice guy, like, very good brother, so shout out to him, and, yeah, so I was with him, and, excuse me, I just left my phone in my vault, like, let me get back on what I wanted to say, but, my bad. So
no, you're good. Take your time.
I was just trying to really remember like the whole story. So I was with him, and we were in the New Mexico. I remember we were in Albuquerque. Excuse me for the pronunciation, Albuquerque. DMX was actually in tour. He was doing his tour and everything, and he was like driving like at different cities with his tour bus, and my friend Johnny had this connection with like, you know, a different friend, because, you know, like people all around the US, and he was like, oh, let's go to the DMX show and anything, and we went to the show, and after the show we went to meet DMX. So after the show, like, he was like behind the club, like, he was with some other people from his team, and, you know, like, we went to DMX, like, talking with him. I had my camera with me, like, we were starting filming, like, some other people were starting, like, you know, like, performing, standing in front of, just in front of DMX. Yeah, that was a very crazy, good vibe. He was, like, you know, like, telling, like, you know, like, some stories, like, some personal stories and things like this. And, yeah, that was very interesting to, you know, like, talk with him and, you know, like, vibing with him and, you know, like, but I can remember that at this time, I remember, like, that he was, like, you know, like, he was feeling good, but I remember, like, when I was looking in the eyes, and that's the energy that I was feeling when I was talking with him, then he was, like, you know, like, I could tell that he was, like, kind of, like, chasing his old demons. He was, like, kind of, like, you know, trying to not, like, you know, like, go in the darkness. So I don't know, like, if I can say it like this, but it was like the feeling that I had, and I was like, oh, you know, like, it was like, oh, I'm not drinking alcohol or like this. It was like, oh, I'm not drinking. But I can tell that he was like probably, like, you know, probably, like, you know, like, really, like, trying to, you know, like, not, like, you know, like, be in his demons, you know, but beside of that, yeah, that was a crazy moment, and yeah. Yeah, the energy, and yeah, he was a very smart and humble person. He was really, like, humble, like, very smart, and, you know, like, that was, like, the crazy story, too, is the next day, the manager from the tour, from DMX, asked my friend if we could pick up DMX, because he wanted to see one of his baby mama.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I was like, that was crazy. And he was like, oh. And my friend was like, oh, do you want to do that? And after, I'm like, it's up to you. But we had to drive, like, kind of like 15 minutes to 1 hour to the city and drive back. And my friend was like, oh, like, you know, like, that's DMX, but he's just gonna, like, you know, like, driving and, like, just be like the Uber, like, driver for him. But I was like, whoa, it's gonna be like a crazy time. Even, like, you know, like, talking in the car, and finally, like, my friend was like, oh, you know, like, shit, like, we're not gonna do that. And we just take the way, and we drive back to California, you know? But that was just crazy, because, like, you know, like, it was, like, really, like, random. And he was like, oh, you know, like, and he was really like, oh, you know, like, and I was like, hey, you know, it is what it is, like, you know, like, we had things to do, and my friend was like, you know, I'm not driving, like, 65 or 70 miles back just to, you know, just to do that thing. And I'm like, you know, that's fine, you know, I'm not cheating, you know, like, you'll be driving, you know. And yeah, that was the story, you know. He's DMX, yeah. It was like really like, for
man,
me, like, it was like, really amazing and crazy, like, you know, it was just seeing, like, in front of me and be like, damn, I was like, fan. I remember, like, wearing some Rough Riders shirt and, you know, like, and be listening, like, some DMX, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. And now, like, hey, for me, like, yeah, I'm like, I really feel blessed, like, you know, to be able to, you know, like, live those moments and, you know, like, and the crazy part is, that's funny too. It's when they shoot the documentary for DMX, I think you can watch the documentary on HBO Max. And the funny mm-hmm. part is, you can see myself. I mean, like, you can see me in the documentary, just next to DMX, and that's crazy. Like, it's like maybe like, you know, like 2-3 seconds footage, and you see me next to a DMX with my camera and DMX, like, you know, talking, like, you know. So that's just crazy. So one of my friends, like, once was like, oh, boy, like, you'll be on HBO Max. And I was like, boy, like, you'll be kidding me. And he was like, no, but I saw you on HBO Max in DMX. I was watching a documentary, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. And, yeah, so I was like, no, I might keep that moment forever. So, you know, it was like, I was confident. It was even not like playing, you know. It was like really, my friends knew the manager from DMX, and it was really random, you know. It was really, really random. You know? That's what I said before. I mean, it's really who you know. So if you know the right people and you'll be in the right place, you can, you know, like spend like those crazy type of moments. And normally, I remember like when we were like in the show, like mm-hmm. Just in the concert, and I was like, damn, that's a crazy energy. But at this moment, I wouldn't imagine at the end of the concert be with him and vibing with him. So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna watch the show, like all those people, like, you know, watch the show vibing like same way. But I didn't imagine be just after like with him and having my camera and even like, you know, like filming, like, you know, like some footage that I never released, you know, because I was like on the moment, I was like, you know, I'm not gonna release that. It's not something I would wait some years, and after like now, like, you know, maybe like once I would like edit those footage. But yeah, I never really like edit those footage because I was like, you know, I'm just gonna keep for myself, and maybe like once if I do like a documentary or something, I would use them and like, you know, like just like do something for, I don't know, you know.
I mean, you know, you're living the dream. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, but you're living the dream in terms of where you said you're used to, you know, from your former profession. And I think that's part of following your passion, because ultimately, you know, we sometimes settle for comfort where we got to step outside our comfort zone, but then we end up finding a whole new, you know, life that we never expected, because we had that desire to go and do great things with it, and look where it's taking you so far. Obviously, you know, outside of you doing videos, you've also, what other events do you do, like weddings and party events and all that, and is movies as well?
Yeah, so actually I do like a little bit of everything. I mean, like, I'm more focused on, like, I would say, like, you know, like, now, like, recently, like, I've been doing, like, way more, like, you know, like, future films, like, you know, like indie movies, like, you know, like, even short films and documentaries and interview. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing, like, a lot. Music video, too, like, sure. And I've been doing, too, like, wedding, you know, and what I like, too, with, like, all those things, is I can, like, learn from all those different, like, you know, like, different, like, entertainment, you know, like, between, like, those different things. And, you know, when I have, for instance, to shoot, like, whatever, like, music video, and in this music video, maybe I want to do, like, something more, like, you know, like, more, like, party scene or something, so I know, like, I already get the vision because I was shooting, like, some some events or weddings, so I know like what type of like shoot or what type of shots I can use or what type of vibes I can create. And so that's very helpful. And I mean, I think, you know, like, I mean, like, if it bring me money too, you know, I'm not going to complain too, you know, like, I mean, like, when you think about sometimes, like, you know, like, when you should have a wedding, like, you know, like, it's one day, and, you know, like, people, I'm like, when you think about it, it's the moment from your life. Oh, that's what we're trying to say, you know, it's the moment of your life, so people are ready to pay the price for that. So sometimes you would make way more money if you can film and edit and book the whole wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Than if you shoot sometimes two or three music video, you know, depending the budget of the music video, and you know, like, you don't have any risks. You know, it's like weddings are safe. You know, it's no, you don't gonna be between a gunfight or whatever like issues. You know, it's gonna be like chill. You know, it's gonna be like. Like you Friday or Saturday, like 8 to 10 hours, you do your things, you get paid at the end of the day, and you go home, and you're happy, you know? So.
Well, one thing about it, definitely, shout out to Keith Brown, my manager at my job, because he does wedding photography and photography as well. Eyes on You Photography, you know, and, you know, so he told me, you know, we talk about situations where, you know, he's done weddings, this, that, and the other, you know, and it's good money, you know. Obviously, you know,
oh, yeah.
That's for you, you know, that's obviously for you to discuss the fees with your clients on. If you, we're not going to ask you to disclose how much you charge for anything on the show, you know, unless you're comfortable with that, but we're not going to ask. But one thing about it is, I mean, depending on who you talk to, it's all about the budget. And I tell people, and King, you know, will say this as well, you know, if you want good work, if you want quality, number one, you want quality people, which means you have to pay quality price for it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the most important thing. You know, and I mean, it's something that you have been able to, obviously, not only have you achieved notoriety, you've made a living out of this, especially in a time with the internet where, as you were saying earlier, Nino, about how, you know, we look at how the game was years ago to where, you know, and we always talk about this on the show with our guests, about how back in the day, even a prospect of shooting a video, if you were a rapper around, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you were just happy, you know, to maybe get an idea to shoot one. But even then, it's like you had to get a whole camera crew. You know, you had to get a – I mean, this is going back like 30 years, which is showing King is myself age. But it's like you – nowadays with the technology, you know, you got people shooting videos with cell phones. I mean, you have the hardware.
That's crazy,
the phone where you can buy the store. Yeah.
In advance.
You know, yeah, I mean, you can buy the software at the stores and do like the whole – editing and, you know, everything on your computer. I mean, if you got a little bit of know-how,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen a lot of people, like, really put together some dope videos, you know, doing it, you know, doing it with the resources that they had, no matter how limited, they still made it work. So we got to ask you, because your name comes from one of the most infamous movie characters of all time. Shout out Barry Michael Cooper, and I believe George Jackson, the producers and directors for New Jack City, and of course, you know, Wesley Snipes as one of the greatest movie villains of all time, Nino Brown. How did you decide to take
Absolutely.
That name for yours? Yes.
So actually, it's funny because I remember I was in Switzerland and I was like, you know, like thinking like, you know, like I need to, you know, find a name or whatever, like a brand, like a character. And I was like, you know, like I need something who inspire me. And the name from Nino Brown, like it came from New Jack City. And I was like, you know what? I mean, like nothing like with the personality of Nino Brown, you know, because he was like, and, like, you know, like he has some some parts of him that I'm not like, you know, I'm not fan at all.
Right.
But the way that, but the way that he creates, that he creates his empire, like, you know, like the way that he was coming from down to, you know, to the top. I was like, you know, like, I'm a, you know, that's a cool name. Like, and I was like, you know, like, you know, Bond is like cool. And, you know, I'm like, you know, it's like, and then, and I was like, I can use that like my alter ego, you know, like, you know, Bond, like, you know, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to add the director like this. He's going to be like, you know, people are going to know that I'm not, you know, Bond, like, you know, like, you know, Bond from Miami, or, you know, like, oh, you know, Bond, like the movie, they're going to make like the difference. Okay. You know, the director, or you know, Bond, the director, you know? And yeah, I mean, like, it came from the, yeah, from the movie, but like, there's nothing with his personality, like, that's more like, you know, like the way that I was like, you know, like, I want to burn my empire, you know? Doesn't mean that I'm going to behave like, you know, Bond, no, but I'm going to be my own, you know, Bond in my own empire, you know? With my
right.
own allows, you know, but yeah, it was like, that was my inspiration, you know, it was my inspiration.
Well, I mean, it's all about, when you look at it, it's like Drake started from the bottom, now we're here, you know, and that was, it was definitely, when you look at how, for those that have seen the film, and we can't think of anybody probably listening to the show that has not seen it, so everybody understands the story in terms of how, you know, there was the small beginnings and then a meteoric rise, and you exhibit that in every facet of your enterprise in terms of the scope of what you've done. In terms of how you approach a shoot, what is the typical treatment that you would give a video depending on the artist? What's usually like? Is it the typical, you already know what it is when you go in, or do you always confer with the artist and then you both kind of figure out what type of vision you want to produce for the audience?
So actually, I would say it's really, I mean, it's been changing all the time, you know, and it's
right.
depend of different things, like, I mean, it's different factors. Like, one main factor is the budget, you know, because like, some, you know, like, I mean, I can do everything. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's no limits, but I know what I can do and I know what I can do. So, you know, if someone come, like, you know, like, he have, like, great ideas, but he don't want to match the energy with his budget, you know, it's going to be hard to make something crazy with some peanuts. You know, I'm not, like, I'm not a magician in that way. You know, I can create crazy things with nothing, but, you know, like, it's nothing and something, you know? Even
right.
if it's few, I can be, okay, we can do that, but that's all we can do, bro. Like, you can don't ask me, like, to, because sometimes people, they don't realize, like, you know, like all the years, I've been doing that since 10 years now. So all the knowledge, all the time that I spent to, you know, like, learn myself, and I didn't get paid for that. All the equipment, all the gear that I spent, nobody spent nothing for me, you know. I was, like, working hard to get my money and spend for that. So I'm like, people want to take advantage of that, but they don't want to pay me the minimum that I'd be asking. So that's not fair, you know? And I'm like, you know, like, I'm trying, if I give the best for myself, I want then the person back give me the best in back, you know?
Absolutely.
So, like, this is,
yeah,
I mean, like, and what, and I mean, like, for what I learned here, like, I was, like, in L.A., I mean, like, you know, like, me coming from Switzerland, and, you know, people be like, oh, he's not from here, like, he's, like, probably naive, or, you know, like, sometimes they perceive you, like, in the way because you're cool, they'd be like, oh, he's cool, he's not from here, so they'd be like, I don't know if they think they don't, but I'm like, you know, like, sometimes, like, that's funny, because I'm like, you know, the way that I perceive, because the fact that I was traveling like in so many countries and I've seen so many different cultures in the world, my perception is way different than somebody who maybe never lived in his neighborhood, you know, and who wanna try to talk to me like above the ball. That's like ball, like you never like come out of your neighborhood and you think that your vision is the vision of the ball, but you don't know shit. So, you know, sometimes you'd be like in some type of like motion or conversation and you'd be like, you know what, I don't want to put my energy into it because it doesn't make any sense, you know, like you want to, if I don't can express like my way in the way that everybody can, like, you know, it's better to just say nothing, you know. But like most of the way, like, you know, like when I be like, you know, like with shooting with different people, like I would say like number one would be the budget. After number two would be like, you know, like the concept, what they want to do, you know. So sometimes the concept of the video, it can be from like nothing, like, you know, like nothing special. So, you know, people who want to, I mean, like, I just want to shoot in front of the blog or, you know, like just a car, like, you know, like random basic things. So that's cool too, you know. So, you know, it's not complicated. So it's why, you know, like put your creativity in something simple. So that's cool too. And sometimes it's like crazy, like take with a real like script and, you know, like actors, like props, like whatever, like, you know, like type of things, like different, like a location, like you have like, I even get like my team, like, you know, like people, like, you know, like maybe someone, gonna be gaffer, grip, like, you know, some assistant, AC, like, you know, like, and you can really like do like some shoot, like things would be more cinematographic, you know, but that really like depends for the budget, you know, because all those people that are gonna work with me and for me, I have to pay them, you know. So if I want to pay them and make everybody happy and make myself happy, you know, I have to make sure that the budget, like, you know, match with the expectation of everyone, even the expectation from the person
that part
who are going to pay me, because you got maybe high expectation. I'm like, okay, boy, you want to do something big. But if you come to me and you dress like this, like a 50,000, like a diamond chain and some Balenciaga and all that thing, but you don't want to pay my price, bro, like, I would tell you, get the fuck out, man, like, you know, like, because for me, it doesn't make any sense, not for real, bro, like, and, you know, for me, it doesn't make any sense, and I've seen that type of shit so many times, and I'm like, oh, like, you know, like, you invest on your swag, that's cool, but, you know, then, and sometimes I'm like, you know, like, if, like, you know, like, if I would get, like, that money, I would be, like, multi-millionaire right now, bro, and for real, like, you know, because I see people, like, you know, like, having, like, some big bag, and they just, like, I don't know, like, some people, I don't know if they dump or if they don't see, like, the opportunity that they can do in this country. Why do you think that everyone wanna come here for, you know, like, trying some opportunities? It's for us. I mean, like, for a certain reason. After, like, when people come in the United States, they see the reality. They see the struggle. Like, you see, like, when I was in Switzerland, I never think like to see some places like Skid Row, you know. And even today, I was driving by Skid Row, but that's crazy, man. It's crazy. You see, like, people that like, you'd be like, damn, like, those people shouldn't be in the streets. Those people should be like in mental institution or maybe jail or whatever. But you see some crazy things, and you'd be like, that's crazy. Like, you just drive in downtown LA. And you pass two or three blocks and you see like a different vibe. And you get, no, that's the city that everybody like be dreaming, like city of angels. I see more demons than angels in LA, you know, and that's a fact, you know. Like,
it's a dirty business. It's a dirty business sometimes.
Oh yeah,
so,
that's
like you said.
Yeah,
yeah, because you got yeah. No, go ahead.
And you know, bro, and you know, LA, something that I noticed too, it's a lot of fake people. LA, I think it's like, if I can place a city on the world, like where you have the people who are trying to flex and be fake, I think LA would be like on the top three. Absolutely. You know, like it's, I don't know, like you see, like, when you be outside of LA, even like in California, when you just be like in this, just like, small cities, like, a little bit, like, outside of California, even San Diego, it's a different vibe than LA, you know, like, Like you meet people in the streets, like you feel the energy. It's a different energy. And then, you know, like it's like, you know, everybody wanna pretend to be what they not, you know. So yeah, people wanna like, I don't know, like, and I think it's, I mean, I get it too, because like, you know, like you're in LA, so you wanna like be famous or successful, so you know, like whatever like you wanna do, like you wanna like attract the spotlight and all those things, but I mean, like, yeah, I think, like, the biggest problem is, like a lot of those people be very opportunist. So they just want to, yeah, like, get the opportunity. So if they be, like, just a one robo, and they, if they have the opportunity, when you turn your back, bro, they're going to stab you. And it's happened to me, like, situation, and but crazy situation, like, you know, like, people who was, like, telling that they were doing videos and they just take the credit from my voice, and they were with like high power people, bro. Those people that you would be like, no, like, you'd be like with those people, and that guy would change my life now. Like, you know, that guy, if he would know that, if I would be in the room with that guy and he would know that I would do that thing, I would be like in a different level, you know? And you'd be like, shit. That's crazy. Oh, you know, like some opportunities, and you know, like somebody just gonna be too greedy and just like, you know, like some bullshit situation, but they're gonna put you in the fourth, like it was you who was like trying to, you know, like real situation, but at the end of the day, they put the fault on you, so you look like you're the one who be like, you know, like just for the money, and you was even not for that, and after like you lose some crazy opportunity. Because people will be around you, everybody wanna eat. But they don't wanna do the work.
Mm.
They just wanna get the money. They just wanna be around, like, celebrate, make party, and you know, like, but when that's come to really work, people are like, oh, you know, boy, that's some bullshit, you know. So that's why, you know, like, you have to, in the beginning, I learned in the wrong way, you know. I was like, you know, nice with people, and you know, like you think that everybody wanna be nice, but for them, like they see you like some new blood, so they be like, oh, you know, you're gonna refresh us, you're gonna give us like some this energy that we don't have anymore, and we're gonna like, you know, like stretch this energy, you know, and make some
more
just next to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
I mean,
so
what you're saying is that,
track, you know.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. What you're saying is facts. Mm-hmm. Some friends of mine, I won't say who they are, but they are a well-known production crew. This from LA, but I won't say their names on air. But we talked a while back, and they were talking about LA in terms of like it's a dope city, but they were like, it is a lot of it's a lot of fakeness goes on in terms of everybody's trying to get a leg up in Hollywood. You know, in terms of, you know, that's why a lot of the people whom we know, you know, they moved out of LA, they moved to, you know, Vegas and a couple other areas, because they were like, the entertainment industry out there, while it can be beneficial, it can also be barbaric and it can be cutthroat. And it can leave you scarred in the worst way from people looking at you as nothing more than a stepping stone for their own ends, and they won't hesitate to sacrifice you so they can step up to the next challenge of what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to be. Yeah, so you always got to watch. But obviously, you've managed to be above the fray. You know, tremendously, you know, with your talent have excelled. I mean, is there anybody in the industry that you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
If I could work with one person in the industry, like, you know, like not especially in the music industry, but in the industry, I would tell you like Denzel Washington. Yeah, Denzel. Oh yeah, Denzel.
The legend.
I would be like, whatever I could do for him, like even if it's a spot, like 10 seconds, like, you know, him, like, saying whatever type of shit, I would be happy. I would send them to Washington. After, like, in the music industry, like, I mean, like, now, like, I don't see, like, really, like, any, like, major artists, like, yeah, for sure. Like, if I can make a music video for Drake or, you know, like, someone, like, major like this, like, yeah, absolutely, you know. Or even, like, any pop star, like, you know, like, even, like, some Bad Bunny or, you know, like, one of those, like, you know, like, Latin pop star, like, they made a lot of views. They made, like, some billions of views, you know, like, on YouTube, so. But, yeah, I think, like, Denzel Washington would be the number one. After, like, you know, like, I mean, like, you know, like, except Denzel, I don't have really anyone, especially because I was able already to, you know, like, be able to, you know, like, kind of, like, work with some people that I was, like, you know, like, watching on TV or listening to songs. So I'm, like, kind of, like, you know, like, even sometimes it's crazy because, like, not just people, like, from the, like, you know, like, people from the music industry, people from the film industry, like, you know, like, professional athletes. And I remember, like, when I was playing video games, I was, like, playing with them, and now I'm like, hey, bro is my homie, I'd be, like, filming him, and we'd be, like, you know, like, I don't know, playing soccer, and, you know, it's like a list, story short, like, the new boyfriend of Megan Stallion, it's a very, like, a famous, like Belgian soccer player, and it was, like, you know, that person that I was, like, you know, like 4 years ago, he went to LA, and some of my friends from Switzerland, and they know him, and he was, like, when he was in holiday, in vacation in LA, and he came with his friend, like, you know, like, playing a soccer game, and I was there, and I met him, like, very humble person, and we play soccer, and I was filming that video, like, with my drone and my camera. I was filming the soccer game, and that was fucking cool. It was fucking cool, and, you know, like, when you think about that guy, his value, his net worth is, like, $150 million. And it's so fucking humble as fuck, you know, and he's the new boyfriend of Megan the Stallion, and that was crazy because I just, like, yeah, like, met him, like, 3 years ago in LA, and we were filming that video, and yeah, you know, like, so any type of people, like, in different, like, you know, and different industries, so that's just crazy, you know, because even, like, if Jamie Foxx, and, you know, like, all my prayers for Jamie Foxx, I hope it's good, like, you know, because I'd be, like, reading and watching news, and that's crazy, you know, like, and I really, like, you know, I really hope that he's okay, you know, and, yes, even with him, like, it was really a blessing and an honor to be able to meet him and be able to even, like, do that little video that I remember back in the day that J-Rock published in his Instagram, and that was crazy, like, it was so random. I would never, like, expect, like, you know, like, J-Rock to, back in the days, like, publish my video that I shot randomly for Jamie Foxx, you know. It was just after, like, a music video for one of his artists, like, Marquez Anthony, you know, one of his back singers, and he'd be, like, singing, like, R&B, like, you know, like, style like this, and I was shooting his music video, and at the end of the music video, like, this artist, like, Jamie Foxx came, and because we shot the music video in his house, so the music video was shot in his house, and when my friends who put me on the plan to shoot that music video tell me, like, oh, we're going somewhere, I didn't know that we were going to the house of Jamie Foxx, you know, so I was driving in the car, and I saw, like, this, like, crazy, like, you know, like, crazy driveway, like, you know, I'm like, ooh, like, it's somebody, like, who has money, like, obviously, who'll be living there, you know, so we were like, okay. And I saw, like, the crazy front house, and then, like, luxury cars, like, parked in the front, and I'm like, oh, no, is somebody famous, I don't know who, and my friend was like, oh, I'm not going to tell you, no, he was like, I'm not going to tell you, you would see. So we just arrived, and And actually, it's a crazy situation. Actually, it's crazy. That's really crazy. That's a crazy story. So let me just like speak a little bit, but that is actually an interesting story. Like, you know. So.
Man, look. I mean, I know there's a lot of them. I mean, prayers up for Jamie Foxx, you know, with this health condition he's fighting right now. You know, everybody's talking, you know, trying to say certain things, but it's like, look, only his family knows what's really going on, and only he really knows what's going on. So we just know things ain't all the way up. So we want him to, you know, we're sending our prayers and, you know, for a speedy recovery and such. In terms of you, have you been approached by any major studios and the possibility of maybe directing any feature films for them, or is it kind of something that you're just kind of waiting for, or you're just going to work for that and just, you know, when it happens, it happens?
So actually, so like directing, like, you know, like movies or feature, like actually, I never had the opportunity to myself like direct like a major thing. But I was working, like, you know, on a, like, a small and middle, like, even, like, big production, like, you know, like, on different departments. So I was able to really see, like, you know, like, the level. Because, like, you know, like, it's a thing. Like, you know, it's... I mean, the way that I see the business, especially in the film industry. Because the film industry is kind of tricky, you know? So if you really want to be like go in the film industry, you have to be very passionate. It's not like, you know, like videography, like, you know, like when you make like music video, it's a thing, like, you know, like I would say, like, if you make like music video, like high Williams level, or, you know, like huge budget to look like movies, okay, that is more like cinematography. But if you be more in videography, you know, like things that, you know, like you don't care, like, for the lighting, or, you know, like the audio, or, you know, it's like another, like, you know, one and again video, like, you know, like most of the good music video, you know, like, you know, it's like more like, you know, it's more like in the flow, like, you know, like you'll be like shooting and you'll be like filming like the world that you feel, the vibes, and sometimes it's like, you know, like no treatment, so, you know, it's just like, let's go with the flow, you know, like, you know, it's like just like that type of vibe. So depending, like, you know, like the way it goes, you're just gonna adapt yourself and, you know, like, you just go with the motion, you know. But yeah, back to the story of Jamie Foxx, like, you know, like, so we came to his house, like, you know, and I was like supposed to shoot the music video for his artist, you know. But the crazy part, you know, and that is funny, you know, is I never heard the music, the song before to shoot the music video, you know? So my friend that was a music producer just played me, like, quickly, like, the song, like, once in the car. So I was able to listen to the song once, and I was like, okay, you know, like, it's a fucking challenge, bro. Like, you bring me, like, so that crazy house, I don't know who the fuck on this house, and I'm just gonna like shoot that music video that I barely heard the song, like, just like few minutes before that we arrived in this house, and it's gonna be people, because, you know, it's like a big house, so I know it's gonna be like, you know, like some people important, so they're gonna look at me, and if I do something shitty, I'm gonna look crazy, you know, I'm gonna look like stupid, you know.
Right.
So I can't have that type of pressure, you know, because you'd be like, oh, you know, it's that big house, and he didn't tell me directly, and after, like, I start to realize that was the house of Jamie Foxx, so I was, oh, okay. So that's the house of Jamie Foxx, so, you know, he was not there, you know, so I was like, it's okay. So the artist, like, was like, oh, let me show you the house, like, just around, so we walked up around the house, so I was able to see a little bit, like, you know, like, the backyard, like, the pool, and very, like, nice house, very big, and I was like, okay, so, you know, so I was, like, kind of, like, fast, because he was, like, oh, we don't have a lot of time, we have, like, maybe, like, you know, like, 30 minutes to 1 hour to push the music video, so, you know, it was, like, So if you imagine, like, for a music that I was just listening two or three times, like, shooting that music video there and all the conditions, so that was kind of a lot of pressure for me. And I was, like, even not, like, really ready. I just had my camera. I just had my camera, even no lights, like, just my camera. And my lens, my crazy lens, like, you know, my cinematic lens, thanks God. And that's it. And I was like, oh, what am I doing, you know? And I was trying to figure it out. And I was like, oh, give me 5 minutes. So I was just thinking, like, looking like the area. And I was like, okay, now I have the idea. Let's shoot. And we start, like, to shoot the music video, like, different scene by the pool. It was that model who came to. So I was able to, you know, like, put everything out together. Yeah, we shot the music video. And at the end of the music video, I remember, like, it was on the front, in FaceTime with Jamie Foxx. So I was, like, kind of looking, like, from the side, and I saw, and I was like, oh, he's on the front with Jamie. And he was like, oh, you know, like, we're doing that music video, And after, he was like, oh, I'm a bit on my way. And, like, maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes later, like, he just came. He just arrived, and he was like, oh, like, what's up? Super cool. Like, you know, like, saying hi to everyone. And, you know, like, and I had my camera in my hand, so I was kind of like, oh, you want to see, like, some footage from the video? You know, I was like, you know, like, telling him. He was like, oh, yeah, show me what you got. So I just showed him the footage and everything, and he was so simple. He was like, oh, you did that with this camera and no crew. That was just you. And he was like, kind of looking at me like, you know, like crazy. He was like, boy, it's just you, like no crew, or just you filming like that video, that quality that you said. But I was like, yeah. And he was like, you know, I'd be on Hollywood, like working on big stage, seeing big cameras, but that camera, that quality, it's very impressive. And I remember, like, when Jamie told me that, he was kind of like, you know, like crazy. I was like, wait a minute. Did I smoke too much weed, or he was too high to tell? You know, that was kind of like weird for me, but I was like, no. You know what he be doing? Because he even told me, like, oh, I've been up in big stage with all those big cameras, but what you show me from your cameras, like what I see, and with the lighting, like, you know, like sunset and everything, and you know, like the angle and the shot, he was like so impressed. And I was like so proud, and he was like, oh, you know, like where you from? And I was like, oh, you speak a little bit French. And he was like trying to remember like just a few French words, like, oh, like, you know, like, hey, how you doing? Like, you know, like, salut, ça va? Like, you know, like, just bonjour, you know, like from TV City in French. And I was like, oh, yeah. And, we thought, like, you know, like, maybe, like, just me and him, like, maybe, like, 15 minutes, like, 10 to 15 minutes, like, you know, he was like, oh, you just asking me, like, you know, like, simple question, like, oh, you know, like, how long I was doing videos and things like this, and, you know, like, and on the moment, like, you know, like, that was feeling so, like, crazy that I was thinking so much, like, oh, you know what, I need to give him my contact or like this. But in the same time, I was so humbled. And I know that my other friend, like the music producer, was kind of in my back. And he was kind of looking at me like, you know, like, boy, like, what you be? Like, you know, like, kind of like jealous. Like, you know, like ah, boy, like, you'd be like, kind of like the opportunist. And I was really, you know, it was really random. I was not trying to be like, go straight to Jamie and be like, oh, you know, like, well, that's interesting. He was like next to me, you know. I even take pictures with him, like a selfie, and he was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, oh, you know, like, let's get a selfie, like, you know. And after that, what happened, he parked, like, a little car, and he went to say hi to the artist, like Marquez Anthony, and they start dancing. So on this moment, I checked my camera and I saw that I had like a few bucks in my camera, battery level was in the rain, so I was, oh shit, my camera gonna die. And I was, you know what?
Oh, Lord.
It's not, oh, never. I need to take this opportunity and just stop filming what's going on. Like, Jimmy Chokes is here, I have my camera in my hand, that crazy camera. I'm like, I'm not gonna film with my phone, it doesn't make any sense. So, I start filming, somebody like put some music on the, I don't know if it was a speaker or maybe like in the speaker from one of the car who was parked around, and Jamie Foxx and him were starting dancing and, you know, like doing goofy things in front of my camera, and I was like, oh, you know what, I need to record all those things. I'm record everything, all the dance, and it was like, you know, and after, like, he told me, like, oh, you know, like, you can keep the footage, like, do something cool, and, you know, like, you can send me the video, like, you know, and I'll do that, you know, and when I sent the video, not directly to him, you know, because I, obviously, I didn't have his contact, and, you know, and I sent the video to his artist, and he told me, like, oh, then I could repost and do everything I wanted with the video. I was like, oh, yes. So if I can put my logo on the video, then Jamie Foxx said yes, and he'd be inside. That's a blessing for me, because, you know, like, I mean, like, you know, it's like something we're going to stay forever, because not a thousand mm-hmm. people can, like, you know, like, be like, oh, you know, I did that with Jamie. And, you know, Jamie, I mean, like, he won everything, you know, like, in the music industry, film industry, Grammy, like, Oscar, so he won everything, you know. So I'm like, you know, having something like with a legend like Jamie, same than DMX, for me, it's like, you know, like, I'm like, I couldn't imagine more than it. Like, you know, if I can make something with Denzel and maybe, like, you know, Al Pacino or Robert De Niro, you know, like, I would be like, okay, like, now I'm done. You know, I can, like, or maybe a movie with Tarantino, you know, something like this crazy, yes. I would, or Martin Scorsese, or, you know, something on this level in the film industry, or, yeah, I would be blessed, you know. But, yeah, you know, I'm I would say, like, you know, coming from Switzerland for everything I accomplished here, like, I think it's a blessing. And I think, yeah, that's great for me, you know. I wouldn't expect, like, 10% when I did in now. You know, I was... Even I remember, like, when I came in the United States, like, in the beginning, like, in the first 2 months, I mm-hmm. met some people from the label of Lil Pump. And it was when Lil Pump was really on stuff. It was really just after Gucci Gang. And they wanted to hire me, like, as videographer for the team. And
oh, okay.
For some unknown reason that I don't know, like, I really, like, it was, like, you know, like, the manager, like, you know, I didn't have any contact with him. I was trying to contact him. He was like, oh, you know, like, let's get that meeting, like, in the office of, I don't remember the office from the label, but he was like, let's get that meeting and sign those contracts and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. I'm just, like, 2 months in the United States, and I'm maybe going to, like, sign, like, a contract as a videographer for, you know, like, Lil Pump and his, like, team. And that shit never, like, happened, you know. Probably because, like, you know, like, they were too much in the hype, and, you know, like, it was, like, probably too many, like, opportunities up, like, around, and they were, like, you know, like, so they... Things never happen, you know. But, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and it's going to happen like that, you know, where things may be one way and it may go another. And, you know, it's happened to us, you know, with the show. You know, we thought we might get this person and it didn't happen, but it doesn't deter you from understanding what you got to do. And you just keep going with it. You know, one person or one situation doesn't stop your shine and it doesn't halt your momentum. In terms of other video directors and producers out there, who is it that you've seen that you really like their work?
In terms of Can you like repeat me like one more time the question? Like, my bad.
Yeah, like anybody doing what you do, in terms of anybody, you know, the records and industry or what have you. Well, what's the last video you saw by an artist or even a movie that the cinematography, the editing,
hold
everything
on.
Was just so on point?
Well, I think it's called Got Drop.
Okay, Nito, hit us back.
Yeah, definitely
hit us back,
man. But, yeah, I would just sit back just observing and just soaking up the game. Because sometimes, you know, you just want to just listen. Guy was giving us some great gems about what it takes to be not only a director but a visualizer. I think I got him back on right now.
Okay, Nino, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. Sorry. Something went
wrong
with my phone.
No, you're good. So, in terms of the video production and directing like you do, who have you seen in the industry that you really like their work, and what's the latest video or movie that you saw that you were like, everything was what a production should be in the right way?
Okay. So that's a very good question, actually. So I would answer by the last question. So first of all, so yeah, the last movie that I watched, I think that movie for me, to be honest, I think it's the best movie ever that I've watched those past 5 years since I've been in the U.S. And I never know the name, but it's the movie, like, everywhere, like, you know, like, that movie, like, who win all the Oscars. So. The movie Everywhere, like, every time it's happened in once, so, or, you know, like, something like this, you know, like, that movie, like, with this Asian family who owned that laundromat, and, you know, like, they go to the IRS trying to, you know, like, fight about their tax with them, and after, like, crazy things happen, like, in the, like, Matrix vibe, and, you know, like, that movie, I think, is, like, the story and the... And the like the way that they shot the movie, the angle, the story, the music, the emotions, it's, everything is like perfect. Like I even don't remember like a movie where I mean like I was able to laugh, to be like kind of scared, to even like almost cry, and to smile at the same time. To really feel like a really like a adrenaline like roller coaster of emotions, that's crazy. Like, and you know, like most of the movies, like they're gonna make you sad, they're gonna make you laugh, they're gonna make you scared, or they're gonna make you like, you know, like you know, it's gonna be like certain emotions, but not all those emotions in same time in one movie. And the way they put all together.
It wasn't Joy Luck Club, was it? You said Asian.
The movie you said?
Joy Luck Club. Oh. It wasn't that, but you had said Asians in it. That's what I was thinking. That's what it was offhand.
Oh, yeah, no. It was like, okay, let me see if I can see the name of it. Oh, yeah, it's Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah, my bad. That movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah, no, that movie, no, really, it's a crazy movie. I think it's one of the best, even, like, in the cinematography, the directing, like, the, like, yeah, definitely, one of the best movies that I've seen in those past years. And if I would tell, like, you know, like other like cinematographers like that I like the job, like I mean like I would say like in the music like you know like music videography I would say like Cole Bennett, you know, I think he's like really like the one would be like actually like you know like, the most hyper and the most creative like you know like videographer, like, you know, like, from this generation, from what I see, like, you know, because what I like too is, like, his videos are always different, and that's what I'm be doing too, is never, like, be creating the same video for all the artists, and then I defend it. For me, it's impossible, because, you know, art, I think, like, you can, like, I mean, I think for music, it's kind of the same tool, but I think for video, like, if somebody like be like, oh, shoot me that video, like in that kind of style, I can shoot that video, like, for sure. But the energy that he's gonna bring in the video, maybe gonna be different than what he expects to see. Like, for instance, if someone be like, oh, boy, I want shoot me like that Drake video, bro, you don't look like Drake. You don't like, you know, like, don't have the same energy that Drake. So maybe on the camera, it doesn't gonna look like what you expect. So, you know, like, sometimes people have high expectations and have high esteem of themselves. And they can be like, you know, like, humble and be like, oh, no more. Okay, I want something to look kind of like this. But, you know, like, just take it like inspiration. But don't ask me to do like the same, because we don't have the same budget. They maybe pay for that video, maybe like 50K. And you're asking about, like, I don't know, like, maybe like sometimes it would come like, $500. So you want something who costs 50K for $500. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't gonna look the same. Just like if you expect, like, I mean, like, you wanna, you tell me, like, oh, you know, like you, like, even like compare like a Lamborghini with a Tesla, that's not the same. They're both nice cars, but they're not the same, you know. So it's like, and you can't, and I mean, like, it's not the same value, you know. So that's the same shit. Like, you know, sometimes they, you know, like, people have, like, you know, like unreal expectation, and you'd be like, oh, like, you know, like, now we'd be dreaming, like, you know, like, and you have to try. You have to try to accomplish and to create that dream. But for the moment, it's just in your mind, bro. It's just in your mind. It's not like, it's not out of the mind. It's just in the mind. It's just like in the air, you know. Like, we're just speaking the truth. We are just speaking the idea, but, you know, like, it's nothing like, there's nothing conceptual right now, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's just talk, you know. So sometimes, like, you know, like, you have to tell the people, like, you know, like, what we can do. And, you know, if somebody like me, like, oh, you know, have a 100K budget, and I wanna let you guide the vision. Oh, that would be amazing, because I could make something crazy. Probably less than crazy for less than the budget. If I can use all the money from that budget, and I can make something that even me, I couldn't imagine, you know, because I would be able to really use everything that I see, that I don't have the access to create something crazy and magical, you know, because, like, if you have the, like, the budget, I'm, and I feel, like, when I shoot music video, and I shoot, like, I don't know, music video who cost, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, more than $5,000-$6,000. You see the difference between the music video who will cost like $1,000, you know, or even like less, you know, like, you see the difference, because, like, not the quality, but you're gonna see that the one who costs like, I don't know, $5,000-$10,000 budget, you're gonna see more things. You're gonna see like more props, actors, that's gonna be more organized.
Oh yeah, and like we said earlier, you get what you pay for, and it's real, because a lot of times artists gotta understand that when you're doing videos, that is a visual interview to your audience. You know, there's nothing worse than, you know, trying to get a song out, because people, we got videos where the song is dope, but the video is its own story in itself. You know, like when you look at Jay-Z's, you know, Can't Knock the Hustle, If you look at DMX's Get At Me Dog, if you look at, you know, Snoop Dogg's What's My Name, you look at Dr. Dre's Let Me Ride, I mean, shit, you know, it's Compton's Most Wanted, Hood Put Me Under. You know, it's just so many videos that are the songs that are identified by the video. You know, Michael Jackson's Beat It. You know, it's, so you definitely want to make sure that it is giving the proper impression with people when you get out there, and that's the main thing. For anybody trying to get into this line of work that you've excelled in, what is your advice to any up-and-coming video creator?
I mean, like, what I would say, like, my best advice is, like, to trust people to, you know, to never give up, you know, to really be, like, you know, like, mentally ready to, you know, like, do all the efforts to, you know, like, because it's not going to be, like, easy every day, you know, like, and I would say, like, you know, like, when you be, like, you know, like, working for yourself, like, you know, like, you have to really, like, get, like, this, get those habits who are going to make sure, like, you know, like, keep the maintain your consistency, you know? And that, I think, that's the main thing. Like, you know, if you maintain a certain consistency, that's definitely gonna give you, like, you know, like, the plug that you need to be, like, where you wanna be, you know? And yeah, you know, like, so especially now, like, with all the, you know, like, technology and the social media, like, you know, IG, TikTok, all those things, I think,
I mean, the outlets are out there. And it looks like you're in traffic. It looks like you got to get ready to, you know, like you about to get ready to run out somewhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you have to be, like, you know, like, show some things, like, show what you'll be doing. Like, you know, like, if you don't publish anything for, like, even, like, if you don't post, like, you would be, like, you learn to do.
Definitely. I mean, but that's definitely,
like,
how you work with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, you have to, you know, like, just be, like, productive, and, you know, like, and the thing will be very important is, like, to always learn. I think the major key. Because, you know, some people be like, oh, I don't want to learn, and they think, like, you know, like, I mean, like, if you don't learn for, like, even, like, I don't know, like, 6 months sometimes, like, 3 months, like, it's going to be some new technology, some new shit, some new software, like, you know, and now, like, with the AI, that's crazy, you know? You see people, like, using the AI for editing and, you know, like, doing, like, type of crazy things, so...
And that's all you can do. But the thing is that there's always, in anything that you do, you can always be a student. And too many people at times get into it thinking that they're the master already. I'm like, no, you don't get to that dojo of, you got to be in a dojo before you become the sensei. And even then, the sensei accumulates wisdom because he's always open to those lessons from everything. Because you can learn from anybody. And that's what people need to be understanding in terms of, the, you know, being humble with it.
No, and I totally agree with you. You know, like, I think, like the best way to learn is, like, the humble way, you know, because it's like this, and, you know, even those people who have, like, a certain knowledge, like, you know, like, they're going to be able to teach you whatever, like, they want to teach you, because they're going to appreciate you as a person, you know, what's going to make it easier for you to, like, you know, like, gain knowledge and experience from, like, from different, like, you know, like, different work that you do, you know, so that's like this, and you pick up better, you know, like, I remember, like, shooting, like, you know, like,
more like road music video, and I feel like be on set and be a shooting like, you know, like teach your film and be like, wow, so like to be like suddenly working, like to be like working 40, 50, 60 people, and you'd be like, oh, that's a different flow, like you see like the organization and the way that they get and everything works and you know. So after like when you work on small production, you can know how to manage more things because you saw that on big production. So sometimes like people like, you know, don't notice like, you know, like that what we be doing sometimes like indie filmmaker or indie videographer, like it's like a lot of position, you know, but it's some like production company, they pay for the DP, they pay for the editor, they pay for the gaffer, they pay for the grip, they pay for the PA, like the people from the production, and it's a lot of people, like, you know, to pay, and I mean, like, if you do, like, even, like, one shoot for any movie or whatever, like, short film, you have, like, first level to pay all those people, and you have to feed all those people. So even if
you have
something like low budget, it's still gonna cost you like, it can be like $1,000, like, you know, for something low budget. So imagine when it's like, you know, like bigger budget and you see like 50, 60 people on set. So you know that it's already like sometimes like $5,000-$10,000 per day for shooting anything. So, and it doesn't seem crazy like this. You'd be like, wait, where that money goes? But they're just paying people and renting the equipment and, you know, like, most of the time, and paying the location for the place. But a lot of the money goes in that, like, you know, it's just, like, paying, like, people who know what the fuck they be doing on, like on set, and if everybody know what they be doing, you can make some great magic. Like, and I see, like, working with different people, like, very talented people, cinematographer, like, you know, like, I have one of my good friends, who, like, he'd be, like, working on, like, features and, like, you know, like, feature films and things like this. And he'd be even, like, shooting with his own, like, indie movies. And, yeah, I learned from him, too, like, he just came in. And, yeah, it's very impressive, like, you know, like when you be like directing, like filming, editing your own movie, and you see like all what you need to just like put all together, like, you know, like all the scene, the actor, the lighting, like, and you have the time, the stress, like, you know, everything, and you have to direct all those people, and, you know, it's like that's require like a lot of like, you know, ability and energy and like, you know, like, and capacity to handle all those things. So, you know, it was like, that's very nice to be able to learn, like, from all those different, like, people that I was, that I've been working with. And, yeah, you know, I'm passionate from what I've been doing. So, you know, for me, I never feel really like I've been working, like, you know, I feel like, you know, it's just like another day, and, you know, like, it's just like going through my journey, and, you know, like, and I make it, and, you know, like, I'm always, and I mean, it's been like now 10 years that I've been going with that way, you know, and I'd be like, you know, like, my own boss, and my own freedom, like, you know, I'm decides, like, you know, when I'm gonna work, and, you know, like, mostly, like, the point that I'm gonna work, and, you know, like, I think it's, like, priceless, you know, like, I think, like, it's a blessing, you know, to be able to live and be in a place what I can do, like, what I love, and, you know, like, even, like, you know, if I meet my family and my friends, I mean, at least, like, you know, like, in my heart, they be seeing, like, what I do, and, you know, like, they all part of me, you know, and I was able to even, like, put my town and my country on the map, like, you think those are. I would always be, like, you know, like, one or probably like the first like black person from Switzerland to accomplish every idea like people have been. And that is that's great and legendary for me, and you know, like for my people. So you know, I'm for my family, so I can be part of it. And you know, like even whatever, like even if I win one day any like whatever like kind of awards, like you know, like I would be happy. If not, I, to be honest, I really don't give a fuck. I'm not doing that for the. I'm doing that to, you know, like to make the people like feel some emotions, like so, like emotions and you know, like feeling like you know, like different type of emotions and you know, like if I can make that magic inside them, that's me. Then I win, you know, and we win, because, you know, like it's and everybody wins. So you know, that's the purpose. Then I'm doing that. You know, like if I can make happy people with my creativity, that's a blessing. You know, like God bless me with that. That
talent, and yeah, you know, that's why something bigger thing, and you know, like, all I can say, you know. Well, one thing about it, like you said, you definitely have been a veteran in this, and like you said, you understand what it means in terms of, you know, the hard work that it takes. A lot of people talk about that whole thing about entrepreneurship and being their own boss, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into it in terms of actually doing that. You know, people can say it, but actually doing it is a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, like, sometimes people, like, what they have to understand when you be doing that is, like, you know, like, it's some time and some moment where you be, like, you know, like, where, like, you be, like, super high, but it can be some time where when it can be hard. Like I remember when in the time for COVID, like I mean, like as an independent contractor, you know, like if you work for yourself, if you can work, you don't make any money, you know. And you know, so you have to, you know, like be smart and creative to, you know, like still be able to, you know, like make some money in what you be doing, but like, you know, maybe like more in the editing or, you know, like trying to, you know, or shoot something, but you know, like try to still be creative, you know. But yeah, I mean, like when you work for your fans, like you have to, I mean, like in a certain way, like you can't complain, you know, because you have to put the work. You get what you give to. You know, like people always complain, oh, you know, I'm not making enough money or that. But you know, like maybe like it's some other people, like somebody else, who be putting like 3 or 4 times more time the work than you, and you know, he making less, but you know, like he keep going, you know, so his energy is going higher, so he's gonna get like some better opportunities, you know, so you have to still keep going. So that's not easy for everyone, you know, like people think like, you know, like life is easy, but you know, like now with the inflation, everything happened, like, you know, like that war in Ukraine and all those things, like, you know, like it's just make like the world like getting crazy and, you know, life getting more expensive and, you know, like just hard, like, you know, and so people have like sometimes less money to maybe spend for their passion, especially if they do music, but they're not living for the music, you know, like, even I can spend some thousands of dollars per month just to shoot music video if they don't make that money for whatever, like, type of way they make that money, you know? So you have to be able to, you know, like, be able to diversify your creativity and, you know, like, be able to be good in different, like, you know, like position involve you.
Right, and what you said is important, Nino, because people got to understand there's a process. The biggest thing in terms of entrepreneurship, people think is that it's going to be a quick turnaround in terms of success and profit, and it doesn't happen like this. That it's normally patience and strategy, because you have to adequately be meticulous in planning out. See, you can have a dream, you know, and you can even have, you know, the hardworking, the tenacity. But if you don't necessarily have it properly directed and you don't really understand ultimately where you're trying to go with it, then you could be, we've done so many shows. And we talk with artists on and off air about what it is, you know, whether they are, you know, because some artists we've interviewed, they direct their own videos, you know, people like yourself, and we've talked to artists. And the thing is, the financial overhead can be a lot in terms of what you're putting out for it. And this will test you at times, because some people get discouraged because they feel like, well, it's not happening fast enough, or this, that, and the other. And anybody, I would tell them is this, because even in our testimony with our show, you know, we started off big, you know, well, started off small, rather, then we got bigger. You know, King, you know, this is something that, you know, he just had the get up he wanted to do one day. And as he kept going, he found people who were ready to share in the vision. And we worked together as a unit. And it's going to take your vision. It's going to take people who believe in you. It's going to take a strategy. You embody every element of black excellence, you know, and to see, you know, you doing what you're doing, to have you take time out to come on our show to really share your story is inspirational. It's incredible. It's inspiring. You know, we support you all the way with what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much. Like, thank you, for your words. Like, really, like, I know it's really, like, sincere. And, yeah, you know, like, I'm really happy. Like, you know, I'm not, like, really, it's funny because I'm not really used to do interviews or like this. And, you know, like, and I'm not, and I'm in, like, English, like you can hear, it's not, like, my first language, you know, so doing
okay.
this interview
it's
in
okay.
a different language, you know, it's, like, I was, like, you know, like, not challenging, but, you know, like, the way that I think in French is, like, kind of, like, different and faster than in English, so, you know, but I was able to really, like, put all my emotions and my emotions in those words and my explanation and, you know, like, and I'm happy, like, you know, to be able to share all those stories, like, with you guys. And, yeah, no, for me, it was really, like, very pleasant. And, yeah, you know, I was really happy, like, for this opportunity, you know.
Nino, I mean, the thing, even if there's no language barrier here, because everything that you have articulated comes from the soul, is sincere. We understand you perfectly, you know, and we're grateful because of the fact that you entrusted us on our platform, you know, which we so are happy to welcome you to and so many others. But one thing about it is that any of our guests who come on the show, we want to have them comfortable. We want them to feel welcome. And most importantly, we want them to trust us, because we understand the responsibility we have, because we want our platform to be able for you to tell your story. Nobody can tell your tale better than you can. You know, and we always implore this to everybody else. Always be the narrator for your life. Don't let nobody else dictate your story. You write your own, and you author it with lightning in terms of the authenticity that you want to convey.
That's right. That's absolutely true. And I totally agree with you both and what you said. You know, I mean, like, you know, I think, like, stories are made to be telling in the way, you know, whatever, like, the way you want to tell your stories, if it's come from your heart. And I mean, like, it seems sincere, like, you know, that's all matters for me, you know, like, I'm like, you know, I'm very happy to be able to share my story, and you know, like, it was very interesting, and yeah, I'm definitely done, like, to do that again after, like, you know, having, like, you know, like, more, like, you know, like, stories to explain, and I still, yeah, I mean, like, I still have a lot of stories, like, then, you know, I was not planning, like, you know, but I would keep that for the next time, but yeah, you know, it's, it was very interesting for me, and it was a great opportunity and experience, and, you know, like, I'm very thankful, like, you know, like, for that, and yeah, you know, I'm looking forward, like, and I hope, like, you know, like, everybody, like, who was listening to us, like, really enjoy, and, you know, like, yeah, you know, no, it was, like, thank you, like, for having me, like, in this interview. Thank you very much.
Matt, Nino, you are very welcome. You know, you're welcome back anytime. And we at Alter Coast Radio wish you nothing but peace, prosperity, blessings, and continued success in exponential fashion. You know, you're still doing something dynamite, and we know the best chapters of you behind the camera have yet to be filmed, and your wisdom is still being written in your book of life. Thank you so much. And, you know, peace and love, man. And, you know, we're about to close it out here. But before we sign out for the week, tell everybody, tell all of our listeners where they can find you, and tell them about some of the videos that you shot online that they can catch on YouTube.
Okay, so everybody can, like, follow my page or just check my work on the my IG, so it's Nino Brown underscore, like, you know, like the THA underscore director. So Nino Brown, the director for A on IG, and you have my other page, Nino Brown Films, and you can, like, find my work on YouTube and on IG. So if you type on YouTube, like, Nino Brown Films, like, you won't find my YouTube channel, and I have, like, some videos, like, you know, like, on this channel, but it's a plenty of videos than you would find on YouTube. So, you know, like, just check on my IG, check on my YouTube, and shout out to everybody, shout out to all my friends from Switzerland, the United States, and all around the world who was listening to this interview. I hope everybody enjoyed it, and I had an amazing and great time, and yeah, you know, I'm ready for the next one, and I'm very happy. Thank you very much. Thank you for the time. Thank you for giving me again that opportunity to share and tell my story to all those listeners. And yeah, you know, it was a blessing, and I'm looking forward for more stories. And yeah, you know, like, that's pretty easy. All I have to say, you know, but yeah, no, blessing, like, to having me on this radio, and thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome. Next time you see Brian Hurst and Shooter, tell him we want him on the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been a long time. I haven't seen him, but, like, next time if I be in the hood, like, I'm at way to tell Bo to jump on the radio. But yeah, thank you so
Definitely.
Much. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Nino, till next time, appreciate you. And, you know, peace, love, and soul to everybody out there in the universe. This is T-Max, of course, King Eric, the ruler. And for this fantastic Friday of Off the Cuff Radio, we are signing out. God bless. Till next time. Peace, y'all. We're out.
All right. Peace. Thank you, guys.
Thank you again. All right. And we out. One.